Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with Gareth Sample, CEO of the Property Franchise Group, who will talk through the full year 2020 results and cover some of the activities post-period end. Gareth, could you provide an overview of the year for the Property Franchise Group?
Very, very positive. I think the year was a game of two halves. We had obviously COVID in the first 6 months, which put us in a very uncertain position. Second 6 months bounced back incredibly well as soon as the offices opened. We saw the residential sales market bounce back into action and delivered some record-breaking results. To give you some indication of just how impressive the results were, our high street brands had almost doubled the sales pipeline at the end of December 2020 in comparison to 2019. U-Move was more than double, and sales completions in that business were up 102% in quarter one. So the performance in the second half year was exceptional. We also used the year to build much stronger relationships with our franchisees and reaffirmed our commitment to them in terms of the investment that we put into the business to assist them in growing their business over the next few years. We strengthened our senior management team, and I'll touch on that later, with the appointment of two new MDs. And again, that was really aimed at providing more support to our franchisees. And then you will have read about the fact that we entered into discussions with Hunters, which I'll talk about a little bit more in a moment.
How did this performance translate into your financial results?
Incredibly positive in 2020. We've just announced record adjusted EBITDA and record profit before tax. Our franchisees' income, the network income, increased to £94 million. Group revenue increased to £11.5 million. And the strong trading performance, together with really careful cost management in a very uncertain year, certainly in the first half, saw us deliver a 20% profit before tax growth, up to £4.8 million. We reinstated the dividend and we paid for the full year 8.7p. And as a result of all of those measures and all of those results, we've made the decision to repay the government furlough money of £93,000, and that will take place over the next 4 weeks.
You laid out a refreshed growth strategy in September. How's it progressed so far?
Incredibly well, probably far quicker than we could ever have hoped for. You know, if I look at the strategy we set out in September, the key part of that was recruiting a senior management team. And I'm delighted to say that we've now got that team in place. Eric Walker has joined us as Managing Director of Martin & Co. South and Scotland. Gareth Williams has joined us as the MD for Martin & Co. Midlands and North. Nick Neal is MD of U-Move, and Kay Randall is MD of the Experience Group of offices. And what that's enabled us to do is really focus on the franchisees to understand where the opportunities exist and provide the support to enable them to grow their business, grow their profits. And initial feedback from the franchisees has been absolutely superb, coupled with the fact that the market has been absolutely on fire. So we're really pleased about that part of the strategy. Another part of the strategy was our U-Move growth. And again, that is going really, really well. We've just had our best ever quarter for recruitment. So in 2020, we recruited 12 new franchisees across the year. Obviously, it was a very difficult year with COVID. But already in quarter one, in 2021, we've recruited 20 additional franchisees across the U-Move business, and that's our best ever quarter in terms of recruitment. As a group, we completed on 11 assisted acquisitions in 2020. Again, that was hindered by COVID, but was still a pretty decent result under the circumstances. And clearly, you know, our biggest achievement, I guess, in the last 6 months is that we completed on the acquisition of Hunters on March the 19th, which has massively grown the group. So if I look back to September, when we set out our strategy, we've delivered an enormous amount in a very, very short space of time. I'm very proud of what the team's been able to achieve. And you know what that's given us now is that platform to really grow much quicker than anticipated.
Can you tell us a little more about the Hunters deal now it's completed?
Yeah, really exciting from our perspective. We completed in March 2021 and we're now the UK's largest property franchisor. Not only this, we're also one of the biggest players in the industry overall, managing the second largest estate agency network with over 400 branches and a portfolio of lettings properties adding up to about 73,000 properties under management. The result within Hunters in 2020 was equally impressive. They grew their adjusted PBT by 36% to 2.8 million in the year. And the coming together of the two businesses is already generating numerous new strategic opportunities, which is fantastic. We're really lucky that we've got a team within Hunters that is extremely competent, headed up by Glynis Frew, who's ran the business for a number of years with a really experienced senior team. And between them, they've grown a fantastic business and created a fabulous brand. And we've started a number of integration projects across the two businesses that are also flagging up some opportunity, but also integrating the people within the business together.
How's the new financial year started off for you?
Very, very busy. The sales market that was busy towards the end of last year has just taken another step up. It's probably one of the busiest markets I've ever known in sort of 30 years in the industry. And that's meaning all of our franchisees are incredibly busy. They're all earning really, really good money. To give you some sort of idea of the numbers that are being achieved, our high street-led brands, pipelines are up 45%. Our U-Move sales agreed pipelines up 120%. And in terms of exchanges, and that's what drives the income into the branches, our sales exchanges are up 49% in the traditional high street brands and 102% up in U-Move. Hunters is up 65% in quarter one. So sales market's really, really busy. The lettings market is very stable with small amounts of growth, but very stable. And that's, again, demonstrating its resilience. But, you know, if I look at performance in quarter one, each of the businesses is delivering a record level of performance, which is really encouraging.
And you've also announced a partnership with LSL today. Can you tell us more about this?
We're really excited to announce the strategic partnership with LSL. You know, we've talked about our financial services strategy over the last year or so, and I'm delighted that we've now got in place a partnership that will provide our franchisees with the very, very best coverage to build a financial services business. Incredibly exciting. There's opportunities for a buy-to-let joint venture. It's going to give each of the branches either a telephone service, a face-to-face service, or indeed give them the opportunity to employ their own financial consultant and tie into the Primus mortgage network, which is one of the fastest growing mortgage networks in the UK. So we've talked about it for an awful lot of time. I'm delighted to be able to announce this today, and it gives all of our franchisees the ability to increase their turnovers and their profits through being able to provide a very comprehensive financial service offering to their customers.
And what's your outlook for the future?
Really, really exciting. You know, we're looking forward. We've strengthened our platform for growth and are excited to deliver increasing value for our stakeholders. We've talked about the strategy earlier in the presentation, but we're focused on supporting our franchisee success, and success is profit. We've announced today a financial service offering, which is going to hugely increase our financial services capability and add in another income stream to our franchisees' businesses. We've announced today that we've had a record quarter in terms of growth within our U-Move business, and we want to build on that further. We need to bring the acquisition of Hunters together with the Property Franchise Group and make the most of those opportunities that are there as a result of having an enlarged group. And we're working really, really hard on that at the moment. Our success will be underpinned by our unrivaled management team, scale, excellent stable brands, and strong relationships with our franchisees. So looking back over the last 6 months, all of the things we talked about as being aspirational, we've delivered on most of those, and that's set us up with the foundations now to really push forward over 2021 and 2022.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.